Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ayin Dalet. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the top line of page Resh Mem Dalet, which is the page following 486. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hayakosel ben shtei chatzeros, there was a wall between two chatzeros, the erevel kol achas le'atzma. And because of the wall, they were not able to join together, so each chatzar made their own individual eruv. V'nifratz hakosel b'shabbos, and the wall broke down in the middle of Shabbos. So the din is mutarim l'taltel kol ha-shabbos kol echad b'chatzero afilu klei abayis. So every chatzar, each one of the two chatzeros, are allowed to carry the whole Shabbos. Each one in their chatzar, even kelim that started off Shabbos in their houses, they can bring out to their chatzar. But if in the middle of Shabbos, a chatzar opens up, the wall breaks down, and it opens up into a Rosh Hashanah or a Carmelist, that will aser the chatzar even for that Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Zayin, Kol Echad B'chatzero, Da'af D'kol Chatzar Nifratz Atul Rosh Hashanah. Even though now by the wall falling down, each chatzar is really broken open into another rishus, she'ein mishutofen yachad, because they did not join together, v'havei nifratz l'mokom ha'asr lo, so each chatzar is open to a place that it is usher to carry, mikol mokom still, kevan shebin ha'shmashos hayam mutter, since when Shabbos started it was mutter to carry in this chatzar, huter l'chol ha'shabbos, that heter carries on for the rest of Shabbos. Sivkoton ches v'afilu klei abayis, as we learned earlier, all different chatzeros are considered like one rishus, and you're allowed to carry kalim that started off in chatzer A to chatzer B without an eruv. So here the chiddush is that you can even take the kalim from the house and bring it out to the chatzer, because a kli of the chatzer is mutul tatal even from one chatzer to another when the wall breaks down. The kol chatzeros rishus achas, because all courtyards are considered one rishus, like we learned earlier. Kedilel bereish simin shin ayin beis. Sevkot on test, but we said if the wall breaks down, which separates a chatzar to a Rosh Hashanah or a Carmelist, that will aser. But zeh lo aminon kevan shehutra hutra. There we would not say, since it was mutter when Shabbos started, it remains mutter. Kemo da aminon meikar, like we said in the first case, when the wall between two chatzeros broke down. Disham lo nifratz elo chatzar shehu Rosh Hashayachar kamohu. Because there the wall broke down between chatzar A and chatzar B, which is also Rosh Hashayachar. Ve'ein beinehim, the difference between them is that the courtyards belong to two different people, but they're the same type of rishus. But when a chatzar opens to a rishus harab or a karmelis, which is a totally different category of a rishus, lo amrinan bei hol v'hutra hutra, there we don't say, since it was mutter when Shabbos started, it remains with that heter v'ayim b'ber halacha. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Now, to understand Sif Gimel, if you just look at the picture across in note number 15, so you have two chatzeros, one is a larger one, one is a smaller one. The smaller one, as we'll see, the wall breaks down entirely, and it's totally open to the bigger one, but the bigger one has those gipufim, it has side walls that go beyond the area of the inner chatzer. So now the Mechaber says Sif Gimel. Chatzer ketana shenifritza kodem ha-shabbos b'milua l'gedola. A small chatzer that breaks down before Shabbos completely on one side into a larger chatzer, the ein ba pirza yoser me eser amos, and that break, which is the whole length of the chatzer, that is the small chatzer, is not going to be more than 10 amos. So gedola muteres lahutzi kelim shevshasu babayis lachatzera. So in the larger chatzer, you are allowed to carry kelim that started off Shabbos in the house to the chatzer in erev la'atzma. So if the chatzer gedola had its own eruv, even though the wall of the chatzer katana broke down completely, and now they're open to each other, you can still carry kelim from the house of the chatzer gedola into the chatzer gedola. Uketana asura lahutzi kelim sheshasu b'bayis l'chatzera. But in the small chatzer, you're now not allowed to carry kelim that started off Shabbos in the house into the chatzer, elohim kein ervu yachad, unless the two chatzeros had erev together. So the gedola is in a better position. If they had an erev in just their chatzer, you can continue carrying. In the chatzer katana, so you have to have had an erev combining two chatzeros in order for them to continue carrying from their houses to their chatzer. The When do we have this stringency on the small chatzar? When it's like in the picture, the walls of the smaller chatzar enter into the larger chatzar. And also we require that the distance between the parallel walls of the chatzar ketan and the chatzar gedola are going to be 3 tfachim or more. The imlo kain, because if you don't have those two criteria, ha'isa ketana niteres ayidei nirim v'chutz shavim mifnim. If you don't have those two criteria, the inner chatzar will be mutter, because even though you wouldn't be able to see those side walls from the inside of the chatzar, you would be able to see them from the outside. They would be considered extensions of the wall of the inner chatzar as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Shenifer Sakodem Hashabbos. So before Shabbos, the wall of the smaller chatzar broke down where it went up against the larger chatzar. The ilu b'Shabbos, the reason why the Mechaber is establishing the case that it broke before Shabbos, because if it happened on Shabbos, Amrin on Kevan Shehotra Hutra, that would be Sif Beis. We would say, since it was Mutter when Shabbos started, we'll continue with the Heter. So the case over here specifically is that it broke down before Shabbos. Sif Katan Yud Aleph b'Milua L'Gedola. The wall of the smaller chatzar broke down completely into the larger chatzar. Ratalomer shayu smuchim zelazeh. The chatzeres were adjacent to each other. V'kosel mafsik b'neiham, and there was a wall separating them. V'nifratz kol ha'kosel hazeh. That entire wall that was separating the two chatzeres broke down. Sif Katan Yud Beis z'ein ba'pirza yoser me'asar amos. It has to be that the pirza does not have more than 10 amos. The ilu yoser me'asara. Because if the wall that broke down was more than 10 amos, lo shayuch lomar tiketane hi kepisla shagadola, we would not be able to say the larger chatzar is still mutter, and we look at that opening as a pesach, because if it's more than 10, we say it's not a pesach, the pisla yoser mi eser amos lad inshi. A person doesn't make a pesach more than 10 amos, so if you want to say the gadola is going to be mutter, even though the wall of the ketana broke down, it has to be 10 amos or less. If it's more than 10 amos, that would be a pirza, and that would ask the larger chatzar as well. Sif katan yud gimel gedola muteres, the larger chatzar is mutter. The ena ketana useres aleha, the smaller chatzar will not create an isra on the larger chatzar. The hoha gedola yesh lagi pufim, because the larger chatzar has those side walls that remain on the side where it borders the smaller chatzar. Umekom pirtes akosha shaktan harei kepisla, and the wall that broke down of the smaller chatzar, since it's 10 amos or less, is simply a pesach. So the Chatzar Gedola is still 100% intact. It has walls on all four sides. It just has a Pesach now, and therefore, as long as they have their own Erev in the Chatzar Gedola, you can continue carrying from the houses to the Chatzar Gedola. Sif Katan Yudal Lahotzi Kelim Sheshasu B'Bayis Lechuli. The ilu kelim sheshasu b'chatzar, because again, if kelim would have started off Shabbos in the chatzar, mutter l'chatchila lahotzi af l'chatzar acheres, you'd be allowed to carry those kelim that started off in chatzar A to chatzar B anyway, afilu k'shelo irvu yachad, even if there was no eriv. So as we know, all chatzeros are one rishus, so when we're saying when the wall broke down before Shabbos, the larger chatzar is mutter, the chiddush is that you can carry kelim that started off Shabbos in the houses out until the chatzar gedola. Sif katan tesvov. In Erva L'atzma, as long as the larger chatzar had an Erev on their own, aval im lo Erva. But if the larger chatzar didn't have an Erev, so af hi asura, then even that's asura. You can't carry from a house to a joint chatzar if there is no Erev there. Sif katan tazayin uktana asura. With this break in the wall, the chatzar ketana is asur. Tehare kosel shalon nifritza b'milua l'gadola. Because the entire side, that entire wall of the chatzar ketana broke down into the larger chatzar. Shimakam hasurla. So now it's nifritz to a place which is asur to it, and therefore the smaller chatzar is asur. Sif katan yudzayin. We said that's only true if you have two criteria. One is the walls of the chatzar ketana enter into the chatzar gedola, like in the picture, and that the distance between the walls of the chatzar ketana, where it goes into the gedola, and the walls of the chatzar gedola, those parallel walls, are going to be 3 tfachim or more apart from each other. Sif katan yuzayin v'hainu ratzalomer. Eima saiha ketana asura. When is the smaller chatzar going to be asur? When they don't have a joint area together, where the walls of the ketana enter into the larger chatzar, b'shtayim v'shalosh amos, 2 or 3 amos kazeh, like in picture number 15. Sif katan yudches, they also have to be muflog in shol shetochan to be aser. The hainu, makom kenisas mechitzos haketana, the place where the walls of the ketana enter into the gedola, muflogos mikosle orech hagedola shebetzida, they are distanced from the walls of the larger chatzar that are on their sides. sides, and there has to be three tefachim. V'hodu ba'ina shlosha tefachim, that which we need, three tefachim or more between them, is the ilav hachi. If we wouldn't have three tefachim, amrinan lovad l'orech hagdola, we would say lovad along the side of the larger chatzar's walls, and it would be ki'ilu the connected. V'havi ki'ilu lohaya muflu klal, and it would be as if the walls are not distance at all, and it would be as if there are gipufin for the smaller chatzar as well, and it wouldn't be usr. Sivkatan yotes, dimlo kein hoisa ketanim niteres. If not so, the smaller chatzar would be mutter ratzalomar. Dimlo hayu nichnasim ubotim kosle ketana letocha gedola. If the walls of the smaller chatzar would not stick into the larger chatzar, hoisa gam haketana muteres. Even the smaller chatzar would be mutter. The afal got the shavim b'fnim, even though inside it's equal, it's smooth, you don't see anything extra. Sha'omed b'socha, one who's standing in the smaller chatzer, roeh kol kosle arka shavim. He sees the whole length of the walls totally straight. Sha'ein sham mikosa rachba lepeosea klum, there's nothing sticking out at all. V'havei ha'pirtza b'chol milua, the pirtza at the end is a total break, so you see two smooth walls all the way down. Haremi bachutz besoch hagadola nirin lo shir kosam mikan mikan. However, from standing outside in the larger chatzar, looking towards the smaller chatzar, then you see the extra amounts on the outside of the smaller chatzar, where it would be connected to the larger chatzar. V'hainu osa odev shagadola odefes alaktana. That's the amount that the larger chatzar is greater than the smaller chatzar. V'niteres behem, and that would matter the smaller chatzar, tishteri gam haktana. The same walls that are matter the larger chatzar, the gipufin, would also memela come ahead and be matter the smaller chatzar. Masha'enken kishabotin kosle ktana l'selcha gedola, which you don't have. If the walls of the smaller chatzar actually enter into the larger chatzar, so nikur sha'osan shi'urei kosel sha'agadola ha'amdu me'achorei pirsa ktana in shayachlo. Once you have the walls of the ktana going into the gedola, it's clear the extra walls of the gedola that go beyond the ktana, the gipufim, it's clear they're not shat to the ktana because they're nowhere near the walls of the ktana. It's clear they're only for the gedola and it wouldn't be mutter. So to summarize the last point, the only way the smaller chatzar is going to be usr is if the walls of the smaller chatzar enter into the larger chatzar, so we wouldn't factor in the side gipufim that connect the walls of the smaller chatzar to the larger chatzar, and we also need the distance between the walls of the chatzar ketan and the chatzar gedola to be three tefachim, so we wouldn't say lovad as if they were attached, and again, that would be considered the gipufim as well. Let's see one more sif dalid. Very similar case, but instead of a chatzar, it's going to be a gag. I'm going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that it's not really with walls. The walls are really the walls of the house that we view as if they go up. So, Gag Katan Shenifratz Kodem Shabbos B'Milua L'Gag Gadol. The words of the Mechaber are that a small roof that got broken before Shabbos completely into a larger roof. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to say it's Lav Dafka, it was broken. Just there was no wall there, Mitchila. So there's a small wall that's exposed completely before Shabbos into a larger roof. So katan aser lahalos olav kalim sheshashi babayis. So in the smaller gag, you can't carry kalim that started off in the house onto the roof. The gadol mutter, but on the larger roof you can. V'hu shiu mechizos abayis nikaros lamish omid al gag. But this is all true only if the walls of the house are recognizable to someone standing on the roof, meaning the roof is not overhanging the building, but standing on the roof you could see the walls of the building. Then we view the walls as if they go up. But if the walls are not recognizable from on top, for example, the roof is sticking out over the walls, then have a carmelis. Then the roof of the gedola is then of a carmelis, which you can't carry for tefachim at all. Unless, of course, you have some kind of skylight, some kind of opening from the house to the roof that has a dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav, Gag Katan. It has to specifically be a small roof open to a big roof. Avalim Shnei HaGagin Shavin. If the two roofs are of equal size, Osrin Zel Zed, they will answer each other. Afiluim Einam Yoser Me'esr Amos. Even if the break between them is not more than 10 Amos, Tehare Nifritzu B'Miluan Zel Azeh. Since they're completely open and exposed to each other, they will answer each other even if it's not going to be more than 10 amos. Sivkoton chof alav shenifrats lav davka, like we pointed out, it's lav davka that a wall broke. The akavana, the intention is, shahoya pasuach lagaga samuchlo. It was just open and exposed to the roof that was next to it. The begag lo ari bishahoya mitchila mechitza. The case of the roofs is not a case where there was a wall there. Venoka loshen nifrats aidi the sivgimel. The machaber only mentions the loshen of nifrats because that was what was discussed in sivgimel. It continues with that loshen, but over here, it's just talking about that it was open, not that it broke down. Sivkotar chavbeis, call them Shabbos before Shabbos. Again, the ibis Shabbos, because if it was exposed on Shabbos, amrinon kevan shahutru hutru the canal, if it was somehow closed up before Shabbos and then opened up, we would say since it was mutu when Shabbos started, it continues with the heter. Sivkotan chav gimel b'milua l'gag gadol. So the gag katan is exposed fully to the gag gadol. Hainu shekol gag hakatan haya mechuvan neged gag hagadol asamuchlo. The entire small gag was exposed and open into the area of the larger gag next to it. Umayri nami shalo ervu ba'aleim yachad. And we're talking about a case where the two people of the two roofs did not make an erev together. Vigam she'ein gag hakatan machzeg yosem eser amos. We're also talking about a case where the gag katan is not 10 amos long. The canal b'siv gimel, again, if it was 10 amos long, that would aser the gag gadol as well as a pirtza. Siv katan chav dalet, katan aser lahalos. The smaller gag, you cannot bring kalim up from the house. The harei nifras l'reshus chaveru ha'aser lo, because that roof is exposed and open to a reshus of his friend that asers him. Siv katan chavei she'shavsu b'bayis. So you can't bring up kalim that started off Shabbos in the house. But again, the ilu kalim she'shasu ala gag, but kalim that started off Shabbos on the gag, mutu l'tatl mafilu gag chaveru b'li erev klal. You're allowed to carry from gag 1 to gag 2 even without an erev at all, like we learned by the chatzeros as well in Simon Shin Ayin Beis Siv Aleph. Sivkoton chavav, the gadol mutter, the larger roof is mutter. Lahotzi klei habayis al gago, to bring kalim from the house onto the gag. The gag hakoton legabei nechshav kepesal ba'alma. The gag koton klape, the gag gadol is simply considered like an opening. Kevan she'ein bo yosem esr amos, since it is not more than esr amos. But this that the gag gadol has the heter is only if the mechitzos of the house are nicker. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Zayin, Shekol gago shelohen chalokin hayu. All their roofs were smooth, flat roofs, velo mishupo, and they were not slanty roofs. Ukeshein bole tagag menaksolim velachutz. And when the roof does not hang over the walls and outward, nirin mechitzos habayis loomdin al svas hagag shemesakon tachas raglayim. So the walls of the building are recognizable and seen from one standing on top of the roof if they look down by their feet. Va'oz amrinon gud asik mechitza. Then we say gud asik uke'ilu mukav mechitzos l'malos saviv agag. And we view the walls of the houses that are nicker as if they go up and they surround the entire roof. Aval kesha agag bolei menak solim v'lachutz. But if the roof overhangs the walls and goes beyond them, so ein mechitzo sabayis nirin, then the walls of the house are not recognizable. The ein omrim gud asik mechisem, we do not say gud asik. The have a carmelis, and it gets a din of a carmelis on the roof. For osur l'taltel b'kol echad, and you're also to carry on either roof she'ein lo shum mechitzos, where there are no walls. Afilu kelim she'shavsu al agag, even kelim that started off Shabbos on the gag, ki'im besoch arba amos. So even though you're allowed to carry from gag to gag, but l'maisa, the gag has the din of a carmelis, you are limited in your carrying to be within 4 amos. Sivkoton chavches shagag boleit, the gag overhangs, dafko kishaboleit arbo tfochim. Zot chavches chayim, to be a problem of the walls being considered ein onikir, it has to be the overhang is at least 4 tfochim. Avalim ein boleit arbo tfochim. But if the overhang is not 4 tfochim, havi kemechitzos nikaros, it is still considered mechitzos nikaros. That is the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabba. V'ayim b'masha kasavnu le'el b'simin shin memhei sifta zayim b'bir alocha. And finally, sivkatan chavtes pasuach lo. We said even if there is a 4 tefach overhang, so it's not considered mechitzas nikaros, we don't say good asik, and really it's usher to carry from the house to the roof, but that's all if there's no skylight directly open onto the roof. In that case, we would say it's mutter if the roof is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Says the mishabura de mishtam shimbo, because since it's open to the roof and we use that hole to bring things onto the roof, v'nechshav kol hagag k'chori rishis hayochid. In that case, the whole roof would be considered like the holes of rishis hayochid that get in of rishis hayochid. Umikom akom lo mahanizeh, but still, this will only help Ella lahatir lishtamish al gago, to allow one to make use on his roof, bekelim sheshashu besocho. The fact that there's a skylight that you use, the roof from the skylight, gives it a din of chori rishus hayachid, but that would only allow you to carry kelim that started off Shabbos on the roof. The yesh olav ayidei zesh shem rishus hayachid, because through this, it gets a din of rishus hayachid, of alahalos olav kelim sheshasu abayis aser. But even with this skylight, you still would not be allowed to carry kelim from the house onto the roof. That would be forbidden. Kol zman shelo irvu yachad, so long that they didn't make an erev together. Kevin she'ena mechitzas nikaroslav, since lemaisa, there are no walls there. The wall have an overhang. There are no walls. It just gets the din of a chorish hayachid. That's good for carrying kelim that started on Shabbos there, but not kelim that started on Shabbos in the bayis. That concludes Simon Shin Ayin Dalet. And Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will begin Shin Ayin Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.